like you're talking about different parts of the hog they use, the words they use, they had different ways of expressing themselves, of communicating with one another.
But back in those days, Baton Rouge was a...
Oh, it was a terrible trip to go to Baton Rouge when, in the early days...
It was a far...
Well, Baton Rouge is as far as New York City or further in those days. The early days, if you wanted to go to Baton Rouge, you had to get your horse and buggy, have somebody to drive you to what we call Waterloo. That was on the Mississippi. Get on a steamboat, go to Baton Rouge. And that was two, three, four. And when I was a kid, you had to go catch a train in New Roads and go down to Port Allen and walk across and go into Baton Rouge. And again, you had 2-3 days if you... You didn't do it in the same day. Now I can jump in my car and drive it out of the garage and I'll be walking in Baton Rouge in 45 minutes.
When you kept your butter too long, you say the butter...
Rancid.
Yeah. How would you describe its condition? You say it...
Well, it just didn't taste right. You could tell by the taste.
Did you ever say it would taste stout?
Well, no, I never thought of using that expression and even know what stout would mean.
What would that mean?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, yes, against you have a play in the words where different sections might call it stout.
All right.
It was just, it didn't taste right to me. We had no other way of, we just said it was rancid, and that was all.
What about funky? Did you ever hear that word?
No, not used.
Never heard anybody say somebody smelled funky or...
No.
Okay, all right.
Not in this section. I have heard it away from you. Not in this section.
Yeah. Now, kind of a thick, sour milk you kept around would be called...
Well, they had clabber.
Yeah. And would they ever make any kind of cheese out of that?
Cream cheese. You had to drain off the fluid and put it in a sack, you understand, and let it drip. And some people liked it. To me, it was kind of sour, and I hated it. I never liked it.
You
put some people ate it. You strained it. You understand?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You poured it in the cheesecloth.
Yeah.
And you tightened it. You hung it up and let it drip. Took all the fluid. You understand? Then you put it in a plate, and those that liked it, they put sugar on it. And I never liked it.
Yeah. Now, what would be baked in a deep dish, maybe? Kind of a paste, you know, it would have pastry, several layers of pastry through it. Maybe some kind of fruit. Make an apple dish.
When you could put a pudding in a deep dish, make a pudding. One of the things I can think of.
Okay.
Or you could cook a potato pie. You understand, in somewhat of a deep dish.
Somebody who likes his food, you say, or who has a good appetite, you say he can sure put away the
grub.
The grub. And you might pour some sort of milk or mixed cream, maybe with sugar and nutmeg, that you pour over a pie.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever make anything like that? Do you eat pretty regularly? If you ate between meal, you might just have a little. Between a meal, you might have a what?
It's a lunch.
Yeah.
I could use that lunch.